Thank you for calling. You have reached Clear Cover's Roadside Assistance. My name is Shakita. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Hi, yes.
Hi, are you calling me from a safe location?
No.
You're not calling me from a safe location?
Oh, sorry, I thought you said from the exact location. I'm sorry, yes, from a safe location.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what is a good telephone number to call to get back in contact with you in case we get interrupted for any reason?
It's 385-251-7294.
Yes, thank you so much for that information. And would you like to receive mobile updates letting you know what's going on with your services today?
Yes, please.
Okay. And what's your first name?
Luisa, L-U-I-S-A.
Okay, and what is your last name?
Aragon, A-R-A-G-O-N.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And message data rates may apply for that text. Okay, and all right, may I have your policy number?
Yes. Sorry, 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, it's UT,
mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of zeros. Hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 zeros.
Okay.
10770, mm-hmm. And then -01.
Thank you so much for that. All right, and can you provide me with a address? Yeah.
So my address of my house or the
yes, ma'am.
Address where I need help?
Yes, ma'am. The
okay.
Address.
984 North, 1925 West.
Okay, so this is your current address. This address that's on your policy.
Yes, I actually just updated it. Unless it's 1950 West. I just moved here, so.
I must be in the wrong account. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so you said that the address should be what?
It should be 984 North, 1950 West.
No, ma'am, that's not what I have, okay?
Is it in a Salt Lake one? Because where I used to live, it's when I got the insurance.
Okay, so I do have Salt Lake City.
Is it the 856 North Redwood Road?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that one's my old address, actually. I'm so
okay.
Sorry.
Okay,
that's okay. I thought I had updated it.
Okay, and what vehicle are you calling in about today?
I'm calling for the vehicle, the Dodge Grand Caravan, 2005.
Okay. And what color is it?
I'm sorry, you said what color? It's white.
Okay. And what's going on with you today?
So it just, like, I was right driving it yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And it stopped in the road over in Park City, Utah.
Okay.
And so I was wondering if I could get like a tow truck.
Okay.
To help me with that.
Yes, ma'am. Just 1 second. Let me get all your information in. I need.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so would someone be there with the vehicle when the tow company arrives?
Yes. My fiance will be there.
Okay.
But he does speak Spanish only. Would that be a problem?
Hold on, that's a good question. Give me just a second.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the address? If, ma'am?
Yeah, I just have one more question. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Will the tow truck be going red at this moment?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Sorry, will the tow truck be going right at this moment?
No, ma'am.
Or is there a certain time?
Probably 2 hours.
Okay, it's just that my fiance gets off of work till like 7. So would that be a possibility, or would it have to be earlier than that?
Okay. You saying he have to be to work at 7?
No, he gets off from work. Like, he'll be by the van at 7.
Oh.
Because he's working under in Park City.
Yeah, it might be a problem with that then, ma'am, because it can be anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour to 2 hours.
Okay, and then how can I know that the tow truck is there already? Will they give me a call?
Yeah, you'll receive a text message.
Okay, that's fine then. Whatever time is fine, I'll just have him go.
Okay, just need someone.
And then address.
Mhm.
So the location, so the exact address, I don't have it because when I saved it, did not completely save. But I do have an address where it's around it, like where around, like the arounding. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Can you provide me with that address?
Yeah. It says 1237 Lowell Avenue, Lowell, Park City, Utah.
And can I get a zip code?
I'm sorry?
Can I have a zip code, please?
Yes. 84060.
Okay. Okay. So. Okay, so you said this address you gave me is around your vehicle?
Yes, and that address is exactly where my fiance is at, so he could probably like take the tow truck towards the van because he knows where it's at exactly.
Is it at a business or a house?
I'm sorry?
Is it at a business or a home?
It's just parked in a parking lot by there. Cause that's where I didn't want to turn on again.
Okay, you say it's in a parking lot.
Yeah.
It's not. Do you know the name of any businesses around it?
I exactly don't. Sorry, let me check real quick.
Thank you. And tow my damn phone.
Sorry, I'm checking real quick.
Okay.
So I know there's like hotels around that big parking lot where I left it. And there's also construction around there. And then, oh, I forgot the name, but it's this, it's like a very common place in Park City where there's like, for tourist people, big hotels. And I totally forgot the name of the hotel. And like a zip line in Park City. I came with a zip line. Sorry, I'm trying to.
I'm looking on my map too. I'm searching as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I see a lot of hotels, but they really don't tell me anything. Let's see.
I'm sorry, I have a question. Is the road assistance 24 hours or is there a limit?
It's 24 hours.
Okay, so you think if I happen to call later by when he can get to the place where he can send me the exact location?
Yes, ma'am.
You think that'll be better?
Yes, ma'am.
If I have the exact location?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that'd be great. Then I think I'll give a call later like at 6 or 5.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for your help either way.
All right.
So
you are. It's okay. I do apologize also. You have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you for choosing Roadside Assistance.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.